AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Homeland Security spokeswoman says an explosion at a power plant in Maryland caused electricity problems at the White House, State Department, and Capitol, as well as the Maryland suburbs. White House correspondent Mark Smith has details.
Here at the White House, the interruption lasted but a second or two. However, it knocked out video equipment and computers, including some in West Wing offices. The outage also hit the State Department, where the daily briefing went dark. The Metro subway system went to backup power in some stations, and the nearby University of Maryland was also affected.
About 8,000 customers at all have had their problems with the power in the Washington, D.C. area. A second candidate declares for the Republican nomination for president, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, telling a crowd in Louisville,
"We've come to take our country back."
Paul telling supporters he'll fight for greater liberties and smaller government. Jury deliberations underway in the trial of Johar Tsarnaev, the admitted Boston Marathon bomber. Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin, who has also represented terrorism suspects, says he fully expects the panel to return with a guilty verdict.
They're facing the obvious. The evidence that he participated is overwhelming, so that the guilt phase is there's really not much to decide.
So Tsarnaev's lawyers are hoping to sway the panel enough to keep the jurors from imposing a death sentence at the end of the penalty phase of the trial. The parents of a three-month-old in Ohio have been charged with child endangering after police say they couldn't agree which one would take care of the baby over the weekend, and the father left her at the McDonald's where the mother worked outside Cleveland. Police say she refused to take the child because she had plans. That's when the father left the child inside the McDonald's and drove away. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 80. This is AP Radio News. The actor who played the long-suffering sheriff, Roscoe P. Coltrane, on The Dukes of Hazzard is dead.
James Best's career was defined by playing Roscoe on The Dukes of Hazzard, and Roscoe was defined by his laugh.
He'll be coming by here just any moment now. I can feel it in my bones.
Best starred on the TV show its entire run from 1979 to 1985. He had appeared in nearly 300 other television shows, including The Andy Griffith Show. Best's wife of 29 years says he died Monday of complications from pneumonia while in hospice care in Hickory, North Carolina. Best was 88. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The American healthcare worker who was flown back to the U.S. for treatment last month after contracting Ebola in Sierra Leone is improving. The National Institutes of Health says the patient's condition has been upgraded to good. Health officials have also been monitoring about 40 other Americans who may have been in contact with the infected man. None have tested positive by late last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.